Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cushy Radio. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and my name is Allie Laube. I'm the host here at Cushy Radio, and this week we're going to be listening to electronic music. I have been in an absolute zone lately. I guess maybe it's just midterms or that time of year, but I am buckling down and just like spacing out and working all day. And if you're there with me, then you know that really great zone out music can like help your mental health so much. I have a lot of friends who love ambient music, so they send me their favorite tracks all the time, knowing that I'm a huge, big old nerd. And I love computer noises. And so today, for you, I have curated a fine selection of tracks to zone out to. A lot of these are actually pretty upbeat and fun. You guys know that I love some pep. So we're gonna get that. You know, you're gonna hear Yeji, who I play, Kahina Orgasm, things like that. And we're starting with a Canadian act that is hard not to adore. This is Blue Hawaii. This song is called All That Blue. It is just like so uplifting. I love listening to this track when I'm starting my day. I actually did it this morning. Here we go. This is All That Blue by Blue Hawaii. Thank you. was All That Blue by Blue Hawaii. Some Canadian electronic music that's actually, like, really fun to listen to. So refreshing. Now we're moving on to Yeji, someone who I mistakenly thought was Canadian, and I was rudely awoken from that fantasy last night. No, she's American. You know? I guess she's still great. It's impossible not to, like, have a great time when you're listening to Yeji. Her name is spelled Y-A-E-J-I. The song is called Rain Girl, R-A-I-N-G-U-R-L. If you can hear the excitement in my voice, it's because I am excited. Most days I wake up with this song in my head this month, and it's just like, I'm not even complaining. It's so good. This is Rain Girl by Yeji.
Rain, make it, rain girl, make it.
Hey, what's up?
When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 What if it's just me?
Hey, what's up?
When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 Make it rain, girl, make it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthaskakulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
You just heard Rain Girl by Yeji. That's Y-A-E-J-I. So fantastic. We're listening to Tracks to Zone Out To today on Cushy Radio, and we're gonna keep it kind of in this, like, sort of cool, like, trance house. Maybe it's like Euro, but it's also kind of experimental. Basically, I don't know how to define genres. It's a vibe, okay? Next up, we're listening to Kahino Orgasm. That's K-O-H-I-N-O-O-R-G-A-S-M, in case you don't know how to spell orgasm. And the name of this song is Another Day. I play this act a lot because, as I said earlier, I am a huge fan of spacing out into oblivion. So get ready, you know, sit down, find a wall to look at. This is Another Day by Kahino Orgasm. Kahino Orgasm. That song is fantastic. I'm gonna be hype all day because I'm really in the mood for this music right now, so I'm very happy. Next up, we have someone who's a Canadian and who my partner is absolutely obsessed with. And that matters to me because we live together and we share a studio apartment. So I started playing Jesse Lanza on my eternal quest for Canadian pop stars. And every time I play a song from this record, which is called All the Time by Jesse Lanza, they would be like, who is this? Every time I hear this song, I just, like, stop what I'm doing and, like, just dance in the living room. And she's really good at that. This record is actually one of my favorite finds in a while, which I wasn't expecting because the album cover looks kind of like typical Canada. You know, it's somebody wearing a t-shirt with a long sleeve underneath. They're in a car. Very Winona Forever-y if you're a long-term Vancouver scenester. Very Peach Pit if you are a current Vancouver scenester. But she really defies expectations. Like, Jesse Lanza is making some weird, cute pop out here in Canada, and I am absolutely loving her for it. Without further ado, folks, this is Baby Love by Jesse Lanza.
Hope you know, much I need to say right now. Hope
getting in close. I'll get the things that I thought before. That's so gone, yeah. I'm always thinking I don't have enough. I'm giving up all my love. I'm giving it all to you. I'm giving up all my love. I'm giving it all to you. You're the first. Make me feel something right now. Ask me why, babe. I'll just say you. And all the times that I felt alone, that's so gone, yeah. And nothing really matters anymore.
That was Baby Love by Canada's favorite pop princess of the day, Jessie Lanza. A huge fan of her, it's J-E-S-S-Y space L-A-N-Z-A. You know, it's a Canadian show because I said Zed. Moving right along today on Cushy Radio. In case you just tuned in, my name's Allie and I'm the host of this show. We're listening to tracks that you can just mellow out to, zone out to, get lost in thought to, or maybe get lost in work to. If you're a university student like me, then midterms are destroying your life, and you could really use some nice meditative electronic jams to take you away to a faraway place where no papers exist. On that quest, I go on a lot of quests, apparently, we're going to keep it Canadian for the time being, just because, you know, it's a fun little tidbit to be able to listen to all Canadian music all day while you study. So local, so hip. This is Lambskin, who I've played on the show before. It's L-M-B-S-K-N, and Aylo, that's A-Y-L-O. This song is called This Shit, in all caps, but the I is an exclamation mark. And I just, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about it, but wind down, folks. Enjoy the music. On the other end, we're going to play an American act you probably don't know, but that I am obsessed with.
This shit, yeah. This shit. Without the love, this shit. This shit. Oh, yeah, yeah. This shit. That I thought was this, yeah. Baby, like this shit, yeah.
so great like this. No need entertain, no fear, my dear. Call me on the same, no change right here, no. When belly I tasted it, find me in a place, no sin. Can't even explain, no think, no way. Party in the day, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Looking for you, wonder how you disappear. I've always been a honey for your insta-care. But the money I've been making, no, I disappear. Pissed and pissed. Walking out of order, but you're still in there. Can I sober up a little before I lose my shit? I don't need another dough, I do it, so I do all.
ATIRA Women's Resource Society supports women and children impacted by violence by building and operating a range of safe, affordable housing and related support services, including childcare centers. ATIRA has housing and programs across the Lower Mainland. Our feminism is inclusive and intersectional. We envision a world free of inequalities where everyone's human rights are respected and where women and girls have the right to participate fully and effectively in all of the decisions that affect their lives. To find out how you can help, please visit our website at atira.bc.ca or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Free of Violence.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Cushy Radio, and my name is Ali Laube. We're listening to songs to zone out to today on Cushy because it's midterm season, and I think we all need to. You just heard This Shit by Alo and Lambskin. Always a big fan of what comes out of the Canadian rap and hip-hop scene, which is mostly in Toronto-ish, but it's also far-flung all around this country. And I also wanted to say, on a topical note, Backwash, who is one of Cushy Entertainment's all-time favorite artists, won the Polaris Music Prize this week. Let it sink in. A black trans rapper, woman, who is, you know, an immigrant to Canada and made an entire record about her lived experiences, won the Polaris Music Prize. That's pretty exciting. We're going to keep things on the Canadian train out of honor of all of the talent that we have here. Out of respect and gratitude, we're going to start listening to Soul Wax. Soul Wax is some real good Canadian gems. You can get in there and you can find all sorts of tracks in their discography. I've played them before, but this song is totally different. It's called Crack, K-R-A-C-K, by Soul Wax. One word.
Thank you.
is Crack by Soulwax. Damn, maybe don't zone out to that one, huh? I mean, you can zone out to it, but it kind of snaps your attention back with all those aggressive synths. I still love it. I love it dearly. We're gonna listen to Planet 1999. I am a big fan of Planet 1999, only because I live in nostalgia of the 90s, as do many people around my age. I was born in 97. And I can hear all of the people above 30 listening to this being like, ugh. And I get it. But I still love nostalgia projects. Planet 1999 is just like an absolute party. It is so much fun. This song is called Replay. And if you are getting kind of tired of like rhythmic zen ambient music, now's your time to shine, baby. Put on your dancing shoes. This is a bop. Beautiful song that was Replay by Planet 1999. There is an act, now retired, called Devours, run by a man named Jeff, who has been in the music industry for quite a few years now, and who Cushy Entertainment supported as Devours. I love Devours. The record Iconoclast is one of my favorite local albums of all time. Which is actually impressive. I have like three, and I still love it. It's just full of gorgeous, gorgeous synthetic noise and beautiful vocals and hilarious lyrics and so much discourse about being queer and alive and coming out late in life in North America. And he started a new project. This one is called The Golden Age of Wrestling. So Devours is sort of in the past now, to my knowledge, and The Golden Age of Wrestling is a more ambient project by the same artist. I'm always watching what Jeff is up to because I just think he's a remarkable songwriter. And I thought now is the perfect time of year, October, to play one of these nice, kind of creepy, kind of sweet songs that Jeff is so great at writing. This is I Know What You Did Next Summer by the Golden Age of Wrestling from Vancouver.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You just heard a song by Vancouver's The Golden Age of Wrestling called I Know What You Did Next Summer. By the way, happy Halloween, everybody! Happy Halloween! If you don't celebrate Halloween, I'm sorry. If you do celebrate Halloween, I hope you're doing whatever it is that gets you in that festive mood this season. I personally am listening to songs like that, and songs like the next one, which is called Skull by Aura Kogan. I actually have a notoriously horrifying Halloween playlist. If anyone's interested in it, DM us at Cushy Entertainment, Cushy with a C Entertainment, and I'll send it to you. It's not gonna be scary this time, though. We're keeping it zone outy, we're keeping it chill. This is Skull by Aura Kogan, also a Canadian act. Yay! just heard Skull by Ora Kogan on Cushy Radio here on CITR. I'm Allie, the host. We are getting close to the end of our beautiful union here on Cushy Radio. Sad to say it. Only two more songs left for the day. We have one more that's just part of the What We're Listening To segment, what I'm listening to these days, mostly Canadian acts. And then after this, we have the Deep Cut segment, which is when I show you a really secret underground track that you probably have never heard of before. So look forward to that, but for now, we have a song that reminds me of like Trainspotting era sort of electronic music, and I also have a soft spot for that. So I'm a big fan of all of those guys, like Clanton and like all of the people who are making that kind of anxious rock. I play it on the show a lot. This is a good example of the fusion of pop and like pop punk and rock and punk, and I really like how they've fused over the years. I just find it so interesting, and industrial music is another big part of this sound. So, clearly I'm passionate. This artist is named Genevieve Artadi. So, J-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E space A-R-T-A-D-I. The song is called Living Like I Know I'm Gonna Die. And even as I'm saying the title of it, I wish I was singing it because it's so catchy. Enjoy, everybody, and after this, I'll be giving you the deep cut of the day.
It's not what it looks like to you. You don't see what I can see. I can see through you. I can see through you. No, it's not what they like to tell you. They don't know what I have learned. I will not be burned. Let myself be burned. Living like I know I'm gonna die. Living like I know I'm gonna die. Living like the future is a guess. Living like I'm smaller than a speck. Living like I'm gonna disappear. Living like I'm actually here. Like I know I'm gonna die. Like I know I'm gonna die. Wanna know what it feels like. Bet you you don't know about the parts missing within you. Missing within you. Can I have what I can't have? Yeah, but it's in another space. Gotta get moving. Gotta get moving. Living like I know I'm gonna die. Living like I know I'm gonna die. Living like the future is a guess. Living like I'm smaller than a speck. Living like I'm gonna disappear. Living like I'm actually here. Like I know I'm gonna die. Like I know I'm gonna die. Living like I know I'm gonna die. Living like I know I'm gonna die. Living like the future is a guess. Living like I'm smiling in a speck. Living like I'm gonna disappear. Living like I'm actually here. Like I know I'm gonna die. Like I know I'm gonna die. I know I'm gonna die. Living like I know I'm gonna die. Living like the future is a guess. Living like I'm smaller than a speck. Living like I'm gonna disappear. Living like I'm actually here. Like I know I'm gonna die. Like I know I'm gonna die.
was Genevieve Artaudi with a song called Living Like I Know I'm Gonna Die. I am so happy that we get this kind of pop coming out these days. We really went through a rough pop drought that lasted throughout, like, basically after 2009, everything got really bad for a while. And now we're seeing a little bit of a resurgence, which is, like, just feeding my soul. I suffered. When pop was bad, oh my god, I suffered. In the fucking Nickelback days, I suffered. And now we get all of these awesome, like, women, non-binary folks, queer folks, cutie BIPOC, like, coming in and just making all of the music that I want to listen to. So I feel so lucky that I actually get to run Cushy Entertainment as an associate director in Vancouver, because all of these artists who I look up to are the people who I get to play on the show, are the people who I get to work with, and it's honestly a privilege that we have this amount of art and culture here. So that is my little spiel for the day, which caps off the What We're Listening To segment of Cushy Radio. What's next, you ask? Well, I have an answer for you. It's the Deep Cut segment. Every week, I play something that you probably haven't heard before. In this case, I can guarantee that you've never heard it before, because I'm doing something bold. This is a mix that I actually made myself back when the pandemic was just starting. I went through a brief period of making electronic music that lasted about 6 months only on GarageBand. This was one of those mixes I made. There's a lot of samples in it that I pulled. And originally I made it for this radio show when Cushy Radio was just starting, and I just never played it. So I realized, you know what? This is the best time to play some bullshit GarageBand electronic thing that I made on the radio, because it's the zone out episode. You don't even have to pay attention. I don't even have to pay attention. And it's also very, like, lo-fi sample hip-hop chill beats to study and relax to. So I hope you guys like it. I'm a little bit nervous. I've never put anything like this on the radio before. So let us know what you think of it. Do you want to hear more mixes? Do you want to hear more local music mixes? This is called You Make Me Float, and I made it. My name's Ali Laube. I didn't really attach an artist name to it. I guess it's by Cushy Radio.
Compromising for what? Compromising for what reason?
If a man came into your life, wouldn't you want to compromise?
Thank you.
love with myself. And I want someone to share it with me. I want someone to share me with me. Call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow.
There you have it. That was Cushy Radio. The song you just listened to is something I made on my laptop. I called it You Make Me Float. I sampled, if you're wondering what that maniacal laughter in that conversation was, that is an Eartha Kitt interview that I am just so entertained by. I love Eartha Kitt. There's also Diana Ross, Mariah Carey, and then a lot of other shit. Obviously Kanye West and like a bunch of other things. So if you like that and you want to hear stuff that's kind of similar, if you want to hear me fuck around more on my computer and just make more stuff, maybe with local musicians, if you want to suggest your own music for a mix or to be played on the radio, please reach out to us. You can contact us at Cushy Entertainment on Instagram, at C-U-S-H-Y Entertainment on Instagram, or you can visit our website at cushyentertainment.com. If you're interested in talking to me directly about anything, you can find me on Instagram as well at smallest_princessa.